This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
A quick note before the show, this podcast contains explicit language.
Brittany Luce, a good day to you.
Good day to you, too. I like that.
Yeah, it's a good day. Anytime you're hanging out with friends and playing great music is a good day. Brittany, for people who don't know you, you host NPR's It's Been a Minute, where you talk about everything from, you know, the heavier news that's breaking in the world to what's happening in popular culture, and that includes music.
Mm-hmm.
We had you on the show back, it's been a couple months ago at the top of March, and we've wanted to have you back ever since. So welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I was so excited when you asked me to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Of course. So I've been thinking a lot this week about how so much of the music we love reflects the times that we're living in. And I mean, that's not a deep revelation. It's always been true of music. I realize that. But when I listened to the stuff that we want to share with everyone today, I just saw so much of what's been happening in the world. I saw so much of it reflected in the music, and also a reflection of what's been going on internally with people, you know, in their personal lives because of the state of the world. You know, like it felt like this music is carrying a lot of weight.
I could absolutely see that. I even noticed listening to the songs that that I had picked that I was like, oh, there's a grooviness to these songs that felt... Or I could see feeling like a response to sort of like what's happening outside. Like, I'm just going to try to or like maintain some inner peace or contain inner turmoil.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I think that happens a lot when we do these shows. Themes emerge that we didn't really intend. And then we realize, I guess there's something going on right now. And I love how music can sort of be that mirror for us, right? And make us aware of things like that. And if it's okay, I thought I'd kick things off with one of the tracks because I think it's going to really light things up in the best possible way. This is a band, pretty new band actually, called Echo Astral. They're a DC band based here in our nation's capital. They've got what I think is really just this super, super cool debut album out now called Pink Balloons. So much on the album absolutely rips, but I want to play a song called Beethoven, and that's B-A-E. Beethoven, Beethoven.
We'll be right back.
love that coda at the end of this song.
That is a great song. I mean, I was like in from the first moment I heard it. That was a good song.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's at the end there, it's almost like they've sort of laid waste to everything around them, you know, and it's the sound of you standing in the wreckage, looking around sort of shell-shocked.
That's a really great way to put that. And also, it feels like a callback to a couple lines of the song that I really liked, playing against each other. And I'm throwing a fit at the luncheon, but I ain't calling it quits here for nothing. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, it just feels like the end feels like ripples in a puddle. It's so good.
Well, I hadn't thought of it until you put it that way. But yeah, it definitely reflects what's going on in the song, because she paints this picture, and that's J.L. Holtzman, the lead singer. You know, she paints this picture of someone who's trapped in this meaningless rat race, you know, wasting away in an office, and as she says, an open office on a Friday when no one else is around. You know, so she's throwing this fit at the luncheon, and she's just raging, right? But there's nobody else there. And so that's sort of, it's an empty office. You know, and which I guess, you know, kind of to go back to this idea of how these songs are reflecting what's been going on in the world. You know, this is a very internal one, a very internal song, but I think very informed by everything that we've seen unfold in recent times. Particularly, yeah. I think, yeah, you know, it's the post-pandemic isolation that so many of us are still feeling.
Yeah, so much of the song is like this primal internal scream.
Right.
Please
scream on the inside.
Yeah, I was going to say, please scream on the inside. I think a lot of us are still feeling. The other thing I'll say is that very often now I'll find myself waking up thinking about, you know, obviously it's like looking and I'm like, okay, my laundry is piling up. Okay, it's almost the first, I've got to pay rent. But also right. Like, you know, taking in everything that's happening in the world and your brain constantly going back and forth between the minutia of your life, but also like the stuff about your life that is messed up, but also the things about the world that are messed up. And like, I don't know, so much of the lyrics to me felt like the way my brain feels when it's like zinging back and forth between all of these different things that feel like they're kind of just encroaching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Upon any shred of serenity I might be able to hold on to.
Yeah. So Echo Astral again is the band, and their album is called Pink Balloons. Brittany, let's go to one of your picks.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this song is a song called Carry Me by the band Nubian Twist featuring Seyon Kuti. This song is so joyous. It has a lot of joy in the instrumentation, but the lyrics belie that to a certain degree in a way that I find really interesting. But yeah, I really, really, really like this song and I'm excited to share it.
It's a wonderful sacrifice.
Father, you carry me, no tears, no objection. My blessing, my blessing. Tell me I don't know of your pain and your struggles. My lesson, my lesson. One. It takes a village to get you through your battles. My people, my people.
You give me sense. My eyes, you give
give me sight without my eyes, out my eyes.
Mother, you carry me, no tears, no objection. My blessing, my blessing. Tell me I don't know of your pain and your struggles. My lesson, my lesson. It takes a village to get you through your battles. My people, my people. My people, my people, my mama.
You give me sense.
This song to me is like a celebration of, I mean, it's, you know, as you say, the lyrics sort of belie all this, but, you know, on the one hand, you could take it as a simple ode to mothers and, you know, all the hard work they do, but it just carries so much weight of how hard that is.
Exactly.
But it's also a celebration of struggle in a way.
Yeah. I mean, the song is absolutely praising a mother's love with the lyrics, but it also touches on how painful it is to adhere to a love like that, to be, you know, someone's sight without their eyes, to carry someone, to carry your child, no tears, no objection. And also, too, as the lyrics point to, like, you are performing this selfless role as a mother, but the child in this instance, you know, Nubia Brandon, hearing the lyrics from their perspective, they're acknowledging the fact that, like, seeking out the mother's story, the mother's pain, the mother's struggle is always going to be secondary for the child.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, I think that this is a beautiful song and so many lyrics are so gorgeous, as is the song itself. It just sounds so joyous and beautiful and rich. I mean, incredible. But also, it's mothering is hard.
And
the song really gets at that.
Well, this song came at a good time because I've actually been thinking a lot about mothers and music, because Mother's Day is coming up and we're going to do a whole show next week all about the songs that remind us of our moms. We did a call out. We've been getting absolutely inundated from listeners with stories and songs, you know, sharing memories of their moms and music. And we're going to play some of those stories and songs again on next week's All Songs Considered. That's going up on May 7th. Do you have a song that reminds you of your mom?
I do have a song that reminds me of my mom. This is a song by the Marvelettes called Don't Mess with Bill. But my father's name is also Bill. My parents were high school sweethearts.
Aww.
But that was a song that she would always sing. And I love that song because, I mean, it's a great song. It's the Marvelettes. But also because it makes me think about my mom being young, like before I was even a thought, before I was even like a speck of a thought. Yeah. And her being boyfriend and girlfriend with my dad and thinking about him with this song.
Well, we'll do an expanded playlist of all the songs we get from people. We'll have to put that one on there.
Oh, cool, cool.
But the song from Nubian Twist was called Carry Me, again from the album Find Your Flame, that is out on May 3rd. So we have to take a quick break here, but we'll have more tunes for you right after this.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom understands that not everyone is starting from the same place and takes that into account. With their first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, you can find 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. This message comes from NPR sponsor FX, presenting Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks, captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill, FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Do you wish stories could unfold over 3 hours rather than 3 minutes? You tired of doom scrolling? Trying to find humanity? Or maybe a deeper understanding of why the world is the way it is? Listen to Embedded, NPR's original documentary series. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to play something totally different here. You know, so much of the music that I love and have loved for a long time now, it often has a lot going on in it. You know, polyrhythms and lots of ear candy and studio wizardry, stuff where you can't even tell, you know, what you're hearing, mm-hmm. lots of genres blending together in ways that leave you wondering, you know, what do you even call this? That's been the music that I've loved the most for the last 10, 15 years or so. But this song I want to play, it couldn't be any more different than all of that. It's from the producer and artist T-Bone Burnett. And it's just a straight up back to basic track, you know, one voice and a dobro. It's from a new solo album that T-Bone Burnett has out. It's called The Other Side. And this is the opening track. It's called He Came Down.
After he climbed the mountain high, he came down. He came down. After he walked into the sky, he came down, he came down. When he was given another name, when he happened onto a tree of flame, nothing would ever be the same. He came down, he came down. After he met a shadow man, he came down, he came down. He left with lightning in his hand, he came down, he came down. He was a phantom without a doubt, same with the poison that took him out. There was nothing to talk about. He came down, he came down.
When things were getting out
came down, he came down. After he set the prisoners free, after they hung him from a tree, nothing was as it used to be. He came down, he came down.
Just the power of great storytelling, you know, a really affecting voice and this gorgeous melody. I was just so moved by this. You know, there was a time when I listened to this kind of stuff constantly. Like I was so into folk and bluegrass and country and Americana. And you know, I listened to and played roots music all the time. And and it was in no small part because of T-Bone Burnett and all the work that he did around the that whole roots music revival of the early 2000s, you know, after he produced that soundtrack to the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Right.
Yeah, and then there was this tour that followed featuring musicians from the score. Absolutely blew up. I don't listen to roots or Americana music anywhere near as much now, but yeah, this really grabbed me.
I actually thought that I wasn't familiar with T-Bone Burnett until really looked him up and I was like, oh, I listened to so much of his music without even realizing it. But this song has this very reassuring, not just reassuring delivery, but like the fact that the refrain keeps coming back over and over again. Mm-hmm. He came down, he came down. There's a reassurance to that, but also knowing that like within a few lines, every single time that's repeated, things change. Mm-hmm. You're hearing a new aspect or a new contour of the story. So even though you're having this, in many ways, audibly familiar like experience by the time you've heard a couple of minutes of the song, the changes in the lyrics or the changes to the story, they sound so nice against the very steady, I don't know if it's a guitar or a banjo.
That's a dobro, yeah.
Dobro. A dobro, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very steady instrumentation. Yeah, it just makes for such a rapturous listening experience.
Yeah, it really does. I think also it's the kind of narrative that is open to lots of interpretations. Mm-hmm. I think there's sort of some religious imagery in it, the idea of this sort of spiritual character coming down from the heavens. He came down and sort of bearing witness to what's happening in the world. But also it could be, you know, someone who is coming down in the arc of their life there on the downside of it, or someone who's coming down from a high of some kind. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can read it. But, you know, I think sort of keeping in, you know, with the theme of our burning world reflected in the music, T-Bone Burnett gave this interview with Paste Magazine, and he said, you know, we live on a hostile planet. And in the past, when he was younger, he would have just raged against all of it. But on this song and on the album, he chose love. And I think that you can hear that, you know, there's a tenderness in this song and on this record. So this is T-Bone Burnett's first solo album in 16 years. His first solo album in 16 years. So it's pretty special. Very happy to have this one. The Other Side from T-Bone Burnett. Brittany, what else you got?
Oh, right. I got a song that I loved it as soon as I heard it. It is a collaboration between songwriter and producer Bien Etoile, whose real name is Gianluca Buccellati, and a rap duo with a phenomenal name, Paris, Texas. And this song is so good. I just want you to hear it. It's almost like Calgon. It's going to take you away. And the name of the song is So Long.
Black hole in my chest. If I seem spaced out, I did my best. I understand if I'm a POS in your ES. Call me Reese's, baby, I'm in pieces. Shout out to the feature, films that teach us all the fake things they gave us to believe in. I'm smoking and even, I'm bobbing and weaving. The doctor's appointment, I like I'm disjointed. We talking attachment, says I'm avoiding. Talk to my elders, says that we all just a bit self-important. Only alive for our own satisfaction. I'm only here for a brief little distraction. Sports, so I sat on the bench, and now I try to ball without shedding a tear. It's hard to be a sussy in tragic events. I cope later, revenge all I happily get. You think you got the drive and it's traffic you get. I try to picture myself as happy again, but when I try to focus, I fuck up the lens. No, it's a bigger picture, I stay zooming in. All I see is lawyer fees, rollouts, bitches tripping verses. I know shit be written, tryna focus on the vision, tryna get the album finished, tryna get the treatment done, and tryna get the script replenished. Sister having evil visions, mom crying, I've been distant, I can't even tell the difference. I've been snitching to addition, tryna stack it up and get the dividends. And some of them, I'm telling people money business, keep up with the LLC. People that look up to me, people that look down on me, people looking right through me like mannequins inside a window. If something is fucking with me and it catches interest, don't believe in incest, I don't want my brothers in it. Real silent, can't be faking loud. Wanna treat my shortcomings like a hobbit child. Get them in the ring and make them disappear.
Love how the keyboard and the drums are kind of off each other through the
right?
whole thing. It's so disorienting. But this is one of those songs that it's sort of like what you were saying about the Nubian Twist cut, where it sounds so good. Like, it feels good when you listen to it. Like, it's super chill. It's kind of like the perfect day. You've got nothing on the calendar.
Right.
You know, not a care in the world. And then you start sitting with the lyrics, and it's like, well, wait a minute. This sound, it
right.
starts getting more, like, it's very troubled.
Oh, it's very, very troubled. I mean, for me, it had somewhat of like a delayed effect where I was listening and I was like, oh, it did. I think it has the ending effect of feeling like a troubling, but also a resigned commiseration to a certain degree. And even some of the lyrics kind of have that. Like, it's hard to be a star seeing tragic events. Oh, you think you got the drive and there's traffic again. Like, you know, of course, things get more, like, the lyrics actually do get more intense toward the end of the song, which is interesting because it kind of coincides with this, you know, like, an aspect of the vocal production where it feels like almost like there's like could be a conversation or a party that's happening in a room that you're not allowed to go into or something like that. Like, your neighbor's having a party and you're at home with your thoughts. Or it could sound like, I don't know, like a haunting to a certain degree, like ghastly even, like there's ghosts around or whatever. But
yeah, at the end, you know, you're hearing all that distant voice. And
yeah,
my first thought was like, oh, it's like melisma. It's somebody just sort of kind of singing and going on. And then it's like, actually, it kind of sounds like screams. What is that going on in the background? Yeah.
It sneaks up on you. It's a great song. Yeah. It hits, but it sneaks up on you.
Yeah. I was not super familiar with Bien Etoile. I love Paris, Texas. So they're, just for people who don't know, two rappers and producers from L.A., Louis Pastel and a guy who just goes by the name Felix. They were both featured on that song.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of their stuff is really kind of weird and woozy, and it really paired really nicely, mm-hmm. I think, with Bien Etoile here. So the debut EP from Bien Etoile is called London Safari. That's what the song So Long is from, and that's also out May 3rd. All right, we got to take one more quick break, but we'll be back with more music right after this. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This message comes from NPR sponsor Bluehost. Try Bluehost Cloud, the hosting plan made for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, fast load times, and 24/7 support, your sites can handle high traffic spikes. Visit Bluehost.com.
It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Brittany Luce, host of NPR's It's Been a Minute. And we're talking about our favorite new music, the latest in our ongoing list of contenders for the year's best songs. I've got this really hypnotic track that I want to play from an artist who goes by the name Bunny, and that's spelled B-N-N-Y. This is the musical project of Jessica Vicious. She's based in Chicago, and she's got this new album out now I really, really love, called 1 Million Love Songs. It's her second full length. I don't want to color what you think of it or how it sounds too much before you listen, but I think it's fair going into this to say that this is a breakup album. It's a collection of songs that she wrote after going through some, you know, some heartache and loss. The cut I want to play is the one that opens the record. It's called Missing.
I loved this song.
Yeah, what a great closing line.
Yes.
Because it changes everything, right?
Yes.
Like when you're listening, you think, oh, you know, it feels like she's remembering when they were together, you know, or she's describing a, you know, a time when they were together and what it was like when they were together. And it's all this simple imagery, like they're holding hands and snow is falling. But then you realize, no, she's with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because she says, when I'm with you, I almost forget that he's missing.
My jaw dropped when I heard that line in the song. And also, she changes up the vocal delivery. It's so breathy throughout. I mean, the song literally starts with a whisper, more or less.
Yeah.
And when she adds that touch of gravel, Mm-hmm. It is effective. That was like, ooh, that storytelling. It was good.
And the way she sort of draws it out a little bit and makes you wait for a second. And then you realize it's sort of like, you know, if this record is a document telling the story of this breakup, it's like she's begins at the end, because this is the, or even in the aftermath or the wake of the breakup, because this is the opening cut. And you realize, as we've been saying, you know, that she's actually already at a point now where she's with somebody else. That could just be a friend. I don't know, you know, but yeah, really, really powerful.
I can only imagine being like a teenager. If that song had been out 20 years ago.
Yeah. But also, you know, there's something very uplifting in a way in the song. I think it's the moment she hits the chorus. Mm. The melody has this really wonderful build to it. It's subtle, but it's really a beautiful, uplifting build. It kind of reaches cruising altitude in this really wonderful way, particularly when she says, you know, time is a strange thing, which is such a simple, succinct way of summing up, well, basically all of life and all of the mysteries of life.
Well, I loved this pick. This was a good one. This was a real good one.
Totally love it too. Bunny, BNNY again. Well, 1 million love songs. And we've got one more pick from you, Brittany, and we're going to go out on this one.
So this song is by Chanel Beads, and it's called Unifying Thought. And I don't want to say too much more about it. I just think you have to hear it to experience it.
Well, it's immediately grabby, I'll say that, like right out the gate. Yeah. You know, the moment the first beat lands, you can tell, well, this is going to be a little different, you know?
Yeah. But,
has this real nice ramshackle feel, like it's held together with worn out shoelaces and chewing gum or something.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a groovy song. When I was listening to this, two words that came to mind to me were groovy and aquatic.
Well, Chanel Beads is new to me. This is their debut album, so thanks for turning me on to them. Shane Lavers is Chanel Beads from New York. Again, the album is called Your Day Will Come, and the song Unifying Thought. And we'll go out on this. Brittany Luce, thanks so much, as always, for just hanging out and sharing some great tunes. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. Planning ahead is truly one of the best gifts you can give your family. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com. This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
On this week's episode of Wildcard, actor Chris Pine tells us it's okay not to be perfect.
My film got absolutely decimated when it premiered, which brings up for me one of my primary triggers or whatever is like not being liked.
I'm Rachel Martin. Chris Pine on how to find joy in imperfection. That's on NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, the game where cards control the conversation.